the Srimad Bhagavatam Saturday class, August 10, 2024. And we're discussing Mahishi Gita, which is 10th canto, chapter 90, which is a song of the queens of Dwarka in a mode of separation from Krishna, although Krishna's right there with them. They're enjoying the water, splashing water and squirting each other with water. And somehow they enter a type of prema called prema vaichitya, where the queens felt that Krishna wasn't there. He was there, he wasn't there. So it's an interesting idea. So it's a type of vibralamba, a type of separation called prema vaichitya. Praying by Chitin. Let's see, I think we're on text 23, is that correct? Yes. Text 23, chapter 90, Mahishi Gita. Shushyad Jada Karshita. But the Sindhu Patya. Sampratya Pasta Kamala Sri Ishta Bhartu. The Y goes with the first word ends in Y, the Y connects to the second word. Sampratya Pasta. You see that? Sampratya Pasta. Kamala Shriya Ishta Bhartu.
Sampratya Bhasta Kamala Shriya Ishta Bhartu.
Yadvad Vayam Madhupate Pranayava Lokam.
Yadvad Vayam Madhupate Pranayava Lokam.
Like Brahma Samhita. Aprabhya Musha Ridhya Purakarsita Asma.
Aprabhya Musha Ridhya Purakarsita Asma.
There's a place in Vrindavan where Krishna vanquished Kaliya, defeated him, and drove him out of Vrindavan. What's it called? It has another, Kaliya God is one name, but has another name also. What did you say?
Kaliya Da.
Rad. The second word, H is, has a D there, but it's H-R-A-D-A, Rad. Kaliya Rad is often described as Kaliya Rad. Rod in Sanskrit means lake. The second word says dra, it has a D on it, but that's added for a meter. For the meter, for chandas, poetic meter. But the actual word, the second word is H-R-A, Kaliya Rod. Means lake. And Karshita means shriveled up. What does Bhatta mean? Yeah, that's right. It means alas, aho, alas, bata, bata. It's not a shoe company. cheap Indian shoes, bata. Bata shovels, 50 rupees. Cheap and best. It's good for Vrindavan. Wear it today, lose it tomorrow. Monkey, kids, widows. Widows are big trouble. Okay, Sindhu, what does Sindhu mean? What does Putney mean? So Sindhu Putney means wise of the ocean. So who are they?
Rivers.
rivers, lakes, they're all wise for the ocean. So, Kamala Shriya Ishta Bhartu. What does Bhartu mean?
Husband.
Yeah, big boss. Ekaleshwara Vritya Arasavya Vritya. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasavya Vritya. Vritya and Bhartu means servant, husband. That's Bhartu. That's a different word. I made a mistake, actually. Samprati. Kamala, what does Kamala mean? Kamala Shriya, what does that mean?
Kamala means lotus. Beautiful
lotus. Beautiful lotus, opulent lotus. What does Ishta mean?
Controller.
Ishta.
No controller.
Means your worshipful object. Who's your Ishta? My wife. My husband. Radha and Krishna. No confusion there. Ishta Bhartu. So, husband, beloved, Ishta, husband, and Marupate, who's that?
Krishna.
Why? He's a master of the Madhus. Madhu is some group of people. Pranaya, what does Pranaya mean?
Affection, love.
Love. Avalokam. Glances, seeing. What it means, what does it mean? Avalokam Pranaya means loving glances. It's nice to do that sometime. Do you find anybody you want to look at lovingly? That's the hard part. What does propia mean? Frederica, propia. Propti. Golok propti. Yeah. It's obtaining of propia. What does that probably mean?
Not obtaining,
right. Mushta means cheating. Ridaya, I mean, what does Ridaya mean?
Heart.
What does Pura mean? Om Puramidam Puramidam. Complete, full, thoroughly, karshita, emaciated. So, what's going on? What's the translation? Gopal, read the translation. Jorase Bolo. Radhe Radhe. Jorase Bolo. Radhe Radhe.
O rivers, pipes of the ocean, your pools have now dried up. Alas, you have shriveled to nothing. And your wealth of lotuses has vanished. Are you then like us, who are withered away because of not receiving the affectionate glance of our dear husband, the Lord of Madhu, who has cheated our hearts?
Now there's a little Gopi Bhav now coming. They're getting a little rough now. They're getting some little tough. They were pretty mellow before. So they're speaking to the ocean. So why do the rivers dry up?
Because of
the hot summer sun. So separation is compared to what?
Sun.
Burning, scorching sunshine. And meeting is compared to what? Soothing, cooling, comforting moon rays. Would you rather be out with your lover at 12 noon or 12 midnight? Either a full sunshine or a full moon? What? Full moon. Okay, I'll meet you then. There's a date. Where? That's it. Who, what, when, where, why, how? Six questions you have to ask. Why, how, where, when? So they're burning up. So what happens, there's a comparison here of the queens of Dwarka to rivers. The husband of the rivers is Krishna. In this analogy, the ocean is Krishna. The rivers are the gopis. And the gopis are drying up and withering away because they're not getting any water from the lakes. The rivers get their water from the lakes, and the lakes dry up in the hot scorching sun. So the lakes are drying up in Krishna's separation. So the lakes dry up, and the rivers dry up and wither. That's why it's it. So the lotuses of the gopis, lotus faces. When the lovers are separated, their faces wither up like dried flowers. And the face of a woman is always compared to a lotus flower, very beautiful and attractive. But when they're separated from their lover, they become unhappy in heart, and their face shows that unhappiness by drying up and withering away, withering like a withered, dried flower. And they're saying queens are dressed in rivers. You must be like us. You're longing for the glance of your husband. Please, we can't find him. He's cheated us. He's run away somewhere. So that's what the idea is here. So the real reason that the rivers are all skinny and emaciated, Karsita, emaciated, is the queens are thinking that because they haven't got the loving glance of Krishna. So why are you guys smiling? Why did everybody smile? Because they're pleasing Krishna and Radharani by serving them. And when you please Radha and Krishna by service, they fill you with bliss. Ladni Shakti. Seva is bliss. B-L-E-E-S. Or V-L-I-I. Long I. Bliss. Put on your refrigerator. Seva is bliss. Motivational talk. Get out there and do the same. Okay, let's read Gita Press translation about darling this and darling that. What verse is that? 23, huh? Thank you. The Queen of Dwarka said, "O rivers, consorts of the ocean, it is summer now. Your river beds are dry. The beauty of the lotus in full bloom is no longer to be found in you. You become very lean and thin. Reason is not far to seek. Just as we have been robbed of our heart and have become much too emaciated, being deprived of the love-laden glances of our beloved consort, the Lord of the others, so have you been reduced to this wretched condition because the clouds no longer supply you with water from your beloved ocean." That's nice. Okay. GP, Gita Press. Now, let's see Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada's idea. Dear dry rivers, we know that because this is summer season, all your beds are dry and you have no water. Because all your water has now dried up, you are no longer beautified by blooming lotus flowers. At the present moment, you appear to be very lean and thin. So we can understand your position is exactly like ours. We have lost everything being separated from Shyam Sundar. We no longer hear his pleasing words. We no longer, our hearts no longer work properly. And therefore, we have also become very thin and lean. Look at you guys. You're all like that. In some ways, for Krishna. Because you're not getting any water from your husband, the ocean, through the clouds. Here's Prabhupada's commentary, purport on that. Tika. The example given herewith by the queens is very appropriate. The riverbeds become dry when the ocean no longer supplies water through the clouds. The ocean is supposed to be the husband of the river, therefore it's supposed to support her. But he's not giving any money. So he's cheating, keeping all his pay himself. So, unless a woman is supported by a husband with the necessity of life, she also becomes because it's dry as a dry river. Those are old days. That was written 1800s. Nowadays, that doesn't apply. Women say, get out of here, man. I'm loaded. I got a Ferrari, man. Women got money. And they're not taking any lip from any husband, no words, they don't say boss, man. What does the wife say to husband? What do they call working couples? Dough income earning, what do they call it? There's some term for that in the city. DIA or something. Dough income families.
Dough income.
So what does the wife say to husband? Get lost. That's one thing, but she says, I'm working, so my money is my money, and your money is my money. And then husband says, okay, God says to me, I am your servant. You can't, what can you do? You can't fight. You can fight, but you lose. You can try to win, but you won't never win. Don't say your strength, don't try. Okay. Sri Swami's commentary. Oh, rivers, the ocean no longer delights you with downpours of nectar through the agency of the clouds. How painful. Thus your lakes are drying up. You are deprived of the beauty of your lotuses are shriveled up just like us. You're shriveled up? No. By our dearmost Lord of Madhu. Okay, read Vishnu's commentary. Please.
The queen said, O rivers, wives of the ocean, your pools have all dried up and we know the cause. By not obtaining the loving glance of your husband, the Lord of Madhu, who bestows all desired happiness even for you, the wives of the ocean, you have become just like us, who have failed to obtain Shyama's loving glance and whose hearts have thus been cheated. Thus, like us, you have become lean and thin and are no longer beautified by blooming lotus flowers.
Thus. So, a nice analogy. The queens are comparing their situation to the rivers, the ocean, all that stuff. It's amazing when you're crazy, you talk to anybody. Yeah, Shaggy sometimes has conversation with dogs and cats and frogs and peacocks, cows and, you know, she's a little crazy type. There's no doggy. Are you feeling separated from your lover like me? The dog's looking at her. The dog looks at her and says, give me tomatoes. Do you know that, Renrika? You don't know? They ever go by something here in the market?
Very
rarely. Yeah, you do motor car all the time. That's cool. But anyway, the dogs of Radhakun are in the tomato party bar. It's unbelievable. They go crazy over tomatoes. Half of Sucky Subsy budget is for doggies. Doggy tomatoes. She buys like dicegram tomatoes for one dog, then another dog starts fighting that dog, so she buys a dice a kilo. Quarter kilo. 250. Die kilo.
Sorry.
You have to go back to Telugu land or Tamil Nadu. Anyway. She buys, then all the dogs start a riot. So she has to buy every dog in Radhakun tomatoes. So she spends 50 rupees a day on my subsidy, 100 rupees on doggy subsidy. It's true, I'm not lying. So this is called compassion. Or craziness. No, it's good because all these dogs in Vrindavan, all Babaji's and sannyasis from the other side, mostly Bengalis, so they like tomatoes too much. That's the big news over here. Latest Z News, Fox News, tomato score. Okay, we're on text 24. Mahishi Gita. Now they're talking to the swans, the Hamsa. Swagatam Krishnam, Suswagatam Krishnam. Welcome, Krishna. Hamsa Swagatam Asyatam Piva Prayo Ruyanga Sare Katam.
Hamsa Swagatam Asyatam Piva Prayo Ruyanga Sare Katam.
That's a long meter. I don't know what that one is. This is the last verse of Mahishi Gita. To Tam Tam. Tu tam tvam nuvidama kachit ajita swasyasta uktam pra.
Tu tam tvam nuvidama kachit ajita swasyasta uktam pra.
Kim va nash chala surida smarti tam kasmad vajama vayam.
Kim va nash chala surida smarti tam kasmad vajama.
Shodra lapaya kamadam shriyam rite saivaika nishtha shriyam.
Shodra lapaya kamadam shriyam rite saivaika nishtha shriyam.
What does piva mean? First line, fourth word, P-I-V-I, piva, what does it mean? Means drink. What does pious mean? P-A-Y-A, P-A-Y-O. Pio, piva means drink, and pio means milk. In the sixth, I think it was sixth canto of Bhagavatam, pio rut. Fourth or sixth? Fourth canto or sixth canto? Look out your phone. P-A-Y-O, Brut. B-R-A-T-A. I think it's sixth canto. Some wife observed that Brut's only drinking milk for 1 month. Tree. Yeah. It's fourth canto. Oh, Vamanadeva's mother. Eighth canto. Oh, Aditi.
Yes.
Acha. The mother of Vamanadeva did this fire breath, only drinking milk. It's very purifying. And she got Vamanadeva as a son. So, we read the whole verse, huh?
Yes.
Here was the translation.
Welcomes man. Please sit here and drink some milk. Give us some news of the descendant of Sura. Dear one, we know you are his messenger. Is that invincible Lord doing well? And does that unreliable friend of ours still remember the words he spoke to us long ago? Why should we go and worship him? O servant of the petty master, go tell him who fulfills our desires to come here without the goddess of fortune. Is she the only woman exclusively devoted to him?
What does this verse remind you of? What chapter of Bhagavatam? Brahma Gita, what chapter? 47. What are the Goisters doing? They're talking to a bumblebee. They're saying, you're unreliable servant, unreliable master. Same thing is here. They're saying that to the swan. They're saying, you're a drowsy servant, a petty master. They're saying, swan, your master Krishna's petty. Go tell him. You know, let go of God's force and come grace us. Pretty interesting. So now they got fired up finally. So what emotions are they expressing in this verse? What are the bhavas, emotions?
Jealousy.
Anger. Sarcasm. Whatever. They're saying invincible Lord. It sounds like they're glorifying, but actually they're condemning him. Is he doing well? They want to go to hell. Is he doing well? Your master's doing well? Oh, he's sick. Oh, he died. Does he remember the words he spoke? In other words, they're accusing Krishna of being ungrateful and forgetful of them. Does he remember what he's told us a little while back? They loved us. I love you more than anything, you're my everything, I can't live without you. All that stuff, you know. And he told Rukmini, he told Satyabhama, told Mitra, told Kalindi, told Satyam. He told everybody the same thing. Does he remember that? No. Why should we go worship him? So they're very angry. Tell him to come here. Go tell your master, come here. That's very commanding, very, like, you know, the wife is supposed to be submissive to the husband, but they're taking an aggressive male role, dominating Svadina Bratrika mood, controlling the husband. Hey, buddy, dress me like this and do this. And come, you come here. I'm not going to you. Who do you think you are? So let's see what GP has to say about it. Gita Press. Darling. Oh, darling. Oh, dear Swan, you are welcome. Swagatam, swagatam. Please come. Take your seat here and have a little milk. Please tell us something about our beloved Lord. We know you are his messenger, like Brahma Gita. As our dear Sri Krishna, who is under nobody's control, hale and hearty, oh brother, he is very fickle in his friendship. Once Krishna told us that we are the most beloved of him. Here we go again. Same old, same old. This is going on to time immemorial. You're my most beloved. Today. Tomorrow, I tell somebody else. I keep my same lines. I just change the audience, change the ears. It's easier that way, you know. I don't have to think much. I worked out some good lines. There's a joke once. Why sannyasis always travel? They go one day to a temple, go another day. Because they give the same lecture every temple. You should control your senses. Hare Krishna, the Sri books. And they go the next time, you should control your senses. The Sri books, Hare Krishna. So that's why you keep, because they stay one temple, and as soon as they have nothing new to say. Because they don't do any reading or studying. They just repeat the party line, Hare Krishna, come on, Lord, he can sell books. We go to the next temple. Prabhupada said, you want to please me, you should sell books. Hare Krishna, come to my Lord, go to the next temple. Jai Maharaj. Okay. He's very fickle in his friendship. Once he told us, does he remember that profession of his love? How do we let it go? If Krishna can afford to be indifferent to us, why should we languish for him? You vile messenger of a treacherous lover. These guys are getting fired up here. He's really getting into the mood of the queens. He's really a Mahishi Bhav. This is no vile messenger of a treacherous lover. We do not care to go to Krishna. If he calls us just in order to make friends with us, you might as well bring him here so that we may have direct talk with him. But take care, don't bring Lakshmi with him. If he cannot come here leaving Lakshmi alone, we ask you one thing. This is to the swan, remember. Of all women, does Lakshmi alone boast of her exclusive love for Krishna? Is there none among us who can claim to possess such love? Wow. Really jealous. Envious, jealous. All kinds of good feelings here. This verse describes women at their best. Angry, jealous, envious. Watch out, man. Amen. We love you dearly. Oh, yes, we do. But you're not near to us. We're so blue. But in your separation, we came down with the flu. But at night, we go boo boo. Okay, Prabhupada's translation, listen. One queen addressed the swan as follows. My dear swan, please come here. Come here. You're welcome. Please sit down and take some milk. My dear swan, do you have any message from Shyam Sundar? I take you to be a messenger from him. If you have any such news, please tell me. Our Shyam Sundar, this is Queen Dvarka. Our Shyam Sundar is always very independent. He never comes under the control of anyone. We have all failed to control him. Why? They have a lot of their strength. What kind of love do they have? Samanjasa Rati. Swakya is a category. The type of Rati, type of affection, love, is called Rati. Samanjasa, Samartha, the Gopis have Samartha, everything for Krishna. Samanjasa means 50-50. I take you a little, I give you a little. I give some, I take. I give 10, take 20. No, 50-50. Some means equal, Samanjasa. It's bargaining, you know. So that's their thing. So Krishna, they can't control him because they don't have Samartharati. Radharani controls Krishna. That's what quality is out of Radharani. Radharani has 25 qualities. What is it? It's called Praying Vashi Bhut. Praying Vashi Bhut. Vashi Bhut means to control by praying. It works every time. It works everywhere. Love controls everything. That's why everything falls apart when there's no love. Here today, gone tomorrow. What to do? That's why I have tears. God gave us tears to cry. When someone flies, we cry. When someone flies, we fry and cry. Okay, what happened? We can't control, and therefore we ask you, is Krishna keeping himself well? I may inform you, Swan, that Shyama Sundar is very fickle. What does fickle mean?
Chanchal.
His friendship is always temporary. It breaks even by slight agitation. But would you kindly explain why he's so unkind to me? Formerly, Krishna said, I alone am his dearmost wife. Who's speaking? Who me? No. Satyabhama. This is too hot verse for Rukmini. Rukmini, what kind of bow does Rukmini have? Dakshin Bhav. Dakshin means submissive. What kind of Bhav does Satyabhama have? Bhamya Bhav means left wing, means Bhamya, bombs you. B-A-M-Y-A-B-O-M-B. Bhamya Bhav. Yeah, boom, yeah, boom. Blow you up. Try practice or dug to get strong. She thinks she did kirtan, she just stood very above. This is an excuse to build muscle. Okay. Does he remember this assurance he gave us? Anyway, you're welcome. Please sit down. But I cannot accept your entreaty to go to Shyamasundar. When he does not care for me, why should I be mad after him? I have my dignity, I have my nobility, and all of them. I don't need them. I'm afraid you have a big noise and you go in your room and close the room. I love you, I miss you. Drama goes on. Why should I be mad after him? I am very sorry to let you know that you have become the messenger of a poor hearted soul like Krishna. Satyabhama Ki Jai. Who is Satyabhama in Vrindavan?
Radharani
Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Wow. Okay, there's more. It's not over yet. I'm sorry to let you know, Mr. Swan, you become the messenger of a bum. A poor-hearted soul, no-hearted soul. Poor means no money. So poor means no heart. Heartless. Heartless soul. You are asking me to go to him, but I'm not going. Good. You learned some lines from here. What is that? You talk of Krishna coming to me. Does he desire to come here to fulfill my long expectation for him? All right, you can bring him here. But don't bring with Krishna his most beloved goddess of fortune. Why is this Satyabhama speaking? Well, how does this verse prove that Satyabhama is speaking? I'm saying, how does this prove that Satyabhama is speaking? Because he's talking about Lakshmi. Lakshmi is the wife, the first wife. The wife is called Lakshmi. The first wife of Krishna is who?
Rukmini.
So basically Satyabhama is saying, you bring Krishna, don't bring Rukmini. That means jealousy. This verse is loaded. Will Radharani tell Krishna, yeah, you can come, but make sure you bring Chandali with you. No way. So there's a little Braj Bhav coming out here. It's the finally the last verse. What they say the best for last. Sorry, the other queens spoke other verses, but this is definitely clear that Satyabhama spoke this verse, 24. The last verse of Manishi Gita. In other words, the heavyweight came in at the end. Heavy artillery, atom bomb. Satyabhama goes on, do you think that Krishna cannot be separated from Rukmini even for a moment? Could Krishna not come here alone without Lakshmi? Krishna's behavior is very displeasing. Does it mean that without Lakshmi, Shamsundar cannot be happy? Can he be happy with any other wife? Does it mean that the goddess of fortune has an ocean of love for him and none of us can compare to her?
Wow.
Prabhupada really made it very, very clear that Satyabhama is jealous like anything, envious like anything of Rukmini. Because she was number one. There you go, and that's pretty good. Read Vishnu's commentary.
Imagining that some swan was a messenger, the queens addressed him as follows. Is the unconquerable Lord doing well? The swan replied, how can Krishna be happy without you, his beloved consort? Queen said, but does Krishna even remember the affectionate words that he once told one of us, Srimati Rukmini? Does he recall that he said, in all my palaces, I see no other wife as dear as you? Being unwavering in his love, does he remember this assurance? Swan said, he does indeed remember this, and that is just why, that is why he sent me here. You should all go to Krishna and worship him. Queen said, if Krishna does remember, why is he not responding by coming here? Therefore, why should we go worship him if he refuses to come here to be with us? Swan, but my dear oceans of compassion, Krishna is suffering so much in your absence. How can he be saved from this distress? Queen said, just listen, O servant of a petty master. Tell Krishna to come here, as he should. If he is tormented by lusty desires, he has only himself to blame, since he himself is the creator of Cupid's power. We self-respecting ladies are not going to yield to his demand that we go seek him out. Swan, so be it, then I will take my leave. Thinking that the swan would agree and go call Krishna, the queens addressed him once more. No, 1 minute. Dear swan, ask Krishna to come here to us, but without the goddess of fortune, who always cheats us by keeping him all to herself. Swan, don't you know that Goddess Lakshmi is devoted exclusively to the Lord? How could he give her up like that? Queen said, and is she the only woman in the world who is completely sold out to him? What about us? Though the word Striyam is singular, it represents a whole category. If we take the alternate reading, the word Shaudra means honey, then the meaning is, why should we worship him who simply speaks sweetly but does not fulfill our desires for love? The goddess of fortune will continue to worship him time and time again, even if she is dishonored. Whereas such proud women as us are ekanishtha, in the sense that we are interested only in our reputation and gaining respect.
Jaya. So that's it. That's the end of Mahishi Gita, chapter 90 of the 10th canto. And we got to understand about the feelings and sentiments of the queens of Dwarka in separation from Krishna. Most of them were not very emotional or very attached to it. But what they said did not indicate so much intensity of love and attachment. The only one that came out shining with all kinds of depths of emotions and attachment to Krishna was Satyabhama. It was verse 24. So this is it for our Gitas. Next week we'll start first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 1. So homework, you have to read chapter 1. You'll have it. Vishnas, you should get it. How these guys bring it from Vrindavan. Quite all set. Yeah, for later. Put it in my room now. Okay, so that's it for Bhagavatam class. Now we have Jhula Nyatra. So a little short class today because we have Jhula Nyatra. Swing Festival. Until April 19th, every day, 4 to 5, we have Swing Festival.